Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records number 1255, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. This is another all-birthday edition of the show, with birthday segments dedicated to Abe Lyman, Roy Bargy, Blind Boy Fuller, Carson Robison, and Bill Cox. This very day, August 4th, marks the birth in 1897 in Chicago, Illinois, of drummer, bandleader, and composer Abe Lyman. His musical career began at age 14, playing drums in Chicago's Colonial and Arsonia cafes. A few years later, he moved to California to lead the band at his brother Mike's nightclub, the Sunset Inn in Santa Monica. After the Sunset was forced to close because of the Fatty Arbuckle scandal, Abe landed a contract to play in the Coconut Grove Ballroom at the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles, where he opened on April 1, 1922. He soon had several bands playing around Los Angeles, including Abe Lyman's Harmony Boys at the Venice Ballroom. Lyman's recording career began that same year with the local Nordskog label, before making hundreds of sides for Brunswick, Columbia, and Victor. The band went on a vaudeville tour in 1924, worked in Chicago in 1925, and toured Europe in 1929, each time returning to the Coconut Grove. Beginning in 1930, the band was featured in Hollywood movie musicals and is also heard in a number of Warner Brothers' Merry Melodies cartoons. The band enjoyed a long run on the radio program Waltz Time from 1934 to the late 1940s, at which point Abe Lyman left the music business and went into restaurant management. He died on October 23, 1957, in Beverly Hills. In 1931, the Brooklyn Daily Times declared, "Abe Lyman's baton is a musical instrument," saying one wave of the baton in Abe Lyman's hand, and a new and thrilling rendition of the latest popular songs is heard. Abe Lyman's baton has the power to draw forth some of the fastest and hottest music ever heard in Brooklyn. And here are three examples.
Again, dear, I'll say, come back to you.
Thank you.
Well, I'd say the Brooklyn Daily Times was accurate in their description of Abe Lyman's music as some of the fastest and hottest ever heard. That was Abe Lyman's Sharps and Flats on Brunswick 3964, May 18, 1928, with San, written by Lindsay MacPhail and Walter F. Michaels. Before that, Charles Cayley with Abe Lyman's Californians and That's All There Is, written by Harry Woods. Brunswick 2934 is from May of 1925. And we started with the Californians backing Frank Silvano and Bye Bye Pretty Baby, written by Jack Gardner and Spike Hamilton. Brunswick 3615 was recorded July 28, 1927, and was also issued in the UK and Australia and in Germany as an instrumental. I'm Glenn Robison, and you and I are listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. We're about 3 weeks late, but July 10th marked the birth in 1904 in Wadesboro, North Carolina, of Fulton Allen. Doesn't ring a bell? You may know him better as blues guitarist and singer Blind Boy Fuller. As a result of untreated neonatal conjunctivitis, he began to have vision problems in his mid-teens, and by 1928 he was completely blind, working when and however he could as a singer and entertainer. In 1935, James Baxter Long, a record store manager and talent scout, got Allen a recording session with the American Recording Company, credited as Blind Boy Fuller. Over the next 5 years, he recorded over 120 sides for various labels, singing about his life experiences, as well as a number of double entendre hokum songs, such as Let Me Squeeze Your Lemon.
What?
Fuller played a steel National Resonator guitar in a finger-picking style. He died at home in Durham, North Carolina on February 13, 1941, and is buried at Grove Hill Cemetery. Here's Blind Boy Fuller.
Mommy, if you think I'm green because you're creepy, you got to change your mind. When you see me sitting around sleeping, I'm losing you off my mind. Said, look at your gal, you've been treating me mighty tough. You know good and well I'm tired of that doggone stuff. If you think I'm green because you're creepy, gal, you got to change your mind. Still telling you, you got to change. Show me a woman that a man can trust. If you think I'm green, call you creepy. Baby, you better change your mind. Still telling you, you got to change your mind. Yeah. Now, mama, if you think I'm green, call you creepy. You better change your mind. When you see me sitting around sleeping, I'm just losing you off my mind. Scoot up, bop, bop, beat up, bop. Beat up, beat up, pose as a sad. Yeah. Gal, what's that you've been giving me? Mine. If you think I'm grieving because you're pretty, gal, you got to change your mind. Still telling you, you got to change your mind. Yeah! Lord, this world in a ton of pain. Everybody thinking selling. Oh, too bad. Up, 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 bum, down. Beat it and divorce as old as that. Yeah! If you think I'm grieving because you're with me, you better change your mind. When you see me sitting around sleeping, I'm losing you off my mind. Just like a squirrel that go from limb to limb. With my woman go from man to man, it's too bad, Jim. Now, girl, if you think I'm grieving because you're with me, baby, you better change your mind. Still telling you, girl, you better change your mind. ¶¶
got a gal here in this town. She best looking brown around. I got a gal in this town. Best looking brown around. She's a strickle tailor mate. She ain't no hand me down. Catch a truckin' with them, gonna show shoot you down. Keep on truckin', mama. Truckin' my blues away. Truckin' my blues away. Keep on truckin', mama. Truckin' my blues away. Keep on truckin', mama. Till you truck my blues away. I got a gal, she's little and neat. When she starts truckin', man, it's so sweet. Keep on truckin', mama. Truckin' my blues away. Truckin' my blues away. Keep on truckin', baby. Truckin' my blues away, yeah. Keep on truckin', baby. Truckin' my blues away. I know a gal, she's long and tall. When she starts truckin', make a little man squall. Keep on truckin', mama. Truckin' my blues away. I mean, truckin' my blues away, yeah. Keep on truckin', baby, truckin' my blues away. Keep on truckin', mama, truckin' my blues away. Share the dance called Biddle-Lum Bum. Show me something if you don't truck some. Keep on truckin', mama, truckin' my blues away. My blues away. Keep on truckin', baby. Truckin' my blues away. Keep on truckin', mama. Truckin' my blues away. Yeah. You don't have to hurry. Don't have to go. Wait a little while. You might want to truck some more. Keep on truckin', baby. Truckin' my blues away. Truckin' my blues away. Keep on truckin', mama. Truckin' my blues away. Yeah. Keep on truckin', baby, truckin' my blues away. Make a lame man run, make a blind man see. Show gets good when you're truckin' with me. Keep on truckin', baby, truckin' my blues away.
He's gone, blind boy Fuller's gone away. He's gone, blind boy Fuller's gone away. Well, he heard a voice calling, and he knew he could not stay. He called me to his bedside one morning, and the clock was striking four. Called me to his bedside one morning, and the clock was striking four. Trying to take my guitar, carry my business on, I won't stay here no more. Blind boy had a million friends, north, east, south, and west. Blind boy had a million friends, north, east, south, and west. Well, you know it's hard to tell which place he was loved the best. Blind boys, how do you want your love gone? All of you women are blind, boy. How do you want your love it gone? I'll do my best, I'll do my best. Cab blind boy for those business on. Goodbye, blind boy.
Blind Boy Fuller was so popular when he died that his protege, Brownie McGee, recorded the death of Blind Boy Fuller on May 22, 1941. It was written by J.B. Long and issued on Conqueror 9938. In order to profit from Fuller's death, Columbia Records promoted McGee as Blind Boy Fuller No. 2. Before that was the real Blind Boy Fuller with Truckin' My Blues Away from Columbia 37777, made April 29, 1936. Fun fact, Truckin' My Blues Away was the inspiration for Robert Crumb's Keep On Truckin' Cartoons, published in the first issue of Zap Comics in 1968. We started off our tribute to Blind Boy Fuller with Oozin' You Off My Mind, from Vocalion 4315, December 15, 1937. This very day, August 4th, marks the birth in 1890 in Chautauqua, Kansas, of Carson J. for J-J-A-Y, Robison, to Albert Leander Robison and Margaret Andrews. And no, we're not related. The elder Robison was a cowboy but played fiddle and, to help make ends meet, formed a group of four musical cowhands, playing square dances as far as 35 miles away, earning $5 for an evening. As soon as he was able, Carson joined the group, playing guitar. He wrote his first song, titled Anthem, at age 14, but when he left home, he worked riding herd, on farms, grain factories, and for the Katy Railroad. He also worked for the Cosden Oil Company in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and for the Canatex Refining Company of Caney, Kansas, as a traffic manager. In Kansas City, Robison met Jack Riley, director of the Riley Earhart Orchestra, who got him a job on radio station WDAF as a triple-tone whistler. In 1924, Wendell Hall heard Robison on the radio and insisted that he go to New York. Arriving with $3.85 in his pocket, he was introduced by Hall to an executive at Victor Records, who signed him on the spot. On April 30th, he made the first of hundreds of recordings, solo and with the likes of Vernon Dalhart, Gene Austin, Frank Crummett, and Frank Luther. He became known as the Kansas Jayhawk and wrote more than 300 songs, many of them event songs based on newspaper stories of disasters such as train wrecks. In 1930, Robison received an offer to bring a hillbilly group to London to record and make personal appearances. He was able to corral the Mitchell brothers, John and Bill, and Bill's wife Pearl, for a group he called the Buckaroos, who were a hit both in England and back here in the U.S. on the Mutual and NBC radio networks. Carson Robison died on March 24, 1957 in Poughkeepsie, New York, and is buried in St. Joseph's Catholic Cemetery in Millbrook. For his last birthday segment in 2020, we played songs written by Robison but performed by others. This time, it's all Robison.
Ask me why I'm a hobo and why I sleep in the ditch. It's not because I'm lazy, no, I just don't want to be rich. Now I could make $1,000,000 and eat till I got fat, but then I'd lose my girlish form and oh, I wouldn't like that. Doodly doodle 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 doodle. Now I could eat out of dishes, it's just a matter of choice. But when I eat from an old tin can, there ain't no dishes to wash. I'd make an excellent banker if I ever wanted to be. But just the thought of an iron cage is too suggestive for me. Doodly doodle 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 doodle. Now I could have been a tenor and maybe sung high C, but I heard one on the radio and that was enough for me. Whenever I think of Lincoln, I know I can never forgive a guy that would murder a man like him and let these tenors live. Now I could be a doctor, my duties I never would shirk, but if I'd stop to treat a cop, he'd never go back to work. Oh, I could ride in Pullmans, but there it is again. The plush they put on the Pullman seats tickles my sensitive skin. Now I could be a conductor and never have a wreck, but any kind of a railroad man to me is a pain in the neck. I'll never be a fireman, 'cause they don't use them in heaven. And anyhow, I never could sing the wreck of the old 97. Doodle doo 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 doo. Now I could be a broker without the least excuse, but look at 1929 and tell me what's the use. I don't believe in working and saving to get a stake. You might take a fall and lose it all and then wind up in the lake. Doodly doo 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 doo. Don't need no money to live on, no money for room and board, but when we're dead I'll mean just as much as Mr. Henry Ford. Now I could run the White House or the Mint, I don't care which. It's not because I'm lazy, no, I just don't want to be rich. Doodle 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 doodle.
Thinking of the things I had done, and it filled my heart with pain. Got to thinking about my honey back in old Chicago town. Then I decided I was starting back home before the evening sun went down. I rode the TNP to Dallas, caught the Katy flyer there. A midnight mail train running on the Santa Fe. Got in Chicago on a Saturday night, as happy as a man could be. Just about a year too late, so I never even stopped to tell her goodbye, but caught myself a Red Ball freight. I rode the freight to Kansas City, caught the Katy number 4, got into Dallas, took the TNT line back to where I was before. Now I'm at the same old crossing, called my
you done me wrong. I learned a lesson and I'll tell it to you. Never leave your gal too long.
There you have three Carson Robinson tunes, all performed by Carson Robinson. We started off with Nah, I Don't Want to Be Rich, with the pseudonym Travelin' Jim Smith, on Columbia 15547-D, made April 14, 1930. Robinson also recorded it for Brunswick as a solo and Banner with the Carson Robinson Trio. And speaking of the trio, they were next with Never Leave Your Gal Too Long on Banner 796 from July 29, 1930. We finished up with Carson Robinson, who had a serious case of whistleitis. He recorded it three times for Edison in 1927, Columbia on November 30, 1926, and the record we heard made for Victor a few days later on December 7th. I'm Glenn Robinson, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. Last week, July 31st, marked the birth in 1894 in Owego, Michigan, of pianist Roy Bargy. He grew up in Toledo, Ohio, and began studying the piano at age 5. He had hopes of becoming a concert pianist, but couldn't afford to study in Europe, so his musical career began playing piano and organ, accompanying silent films. In 1919, he moved to Chicago and was hired by Charlie Strait at the Imperial Piano Roll Company as a composer and piano roll editor to compete with QRS Piano Roll star, Zez Confrey. Bargy made his first disc recording with Charlie Strait and Paul Bees in 1919 as the Imperial Three. In 1921, Charlie Strait introduced Roy to booking agent Edgar Benson, who hired him as pianist and musical director of the Benson Orchestra of Chicago. After just a year, Bargy left to form his own orchestra, taking many of Benson's musicians with him. This group disbanded after a few years, at which time Roy joined the Isham Jones Orchestra. In 1928, he was hired by Paul Whiteman, where he remained for the next 12 years, becoming Whiteman's assistant. When he left Whiteman in 1940, Roy was active in radio, leading studio orchestras, and in 1943 was hired as Jimmy Durante's musical director. Bargy stayed with Durante for 20 years until they both retired in 1963. He died in Vista, California on January 16, 1974. Roy Bargy was also a composer, and here are three of his compositions. Thank you. I last played it in 2009, so it's nice to hear Feedin' the Kitty once again, performed there on Brunswick 2776 by Isham Jones and his orchestra on September 13, 1924. Before that, Get Lucky, which the label of Victor 19504 describes as a Chicago stomp or a shimmy foxtrot. That was Ralph Williams and his Rainbow Orchestra with Take 3 of 4 from November 7, 1924. The pianist was Henry Winston. The Rainbow, without the W, in Rainbow Orchestra, refers to the Rainbow Gardens, one of Chicago's premier entertainment venues at the time. We started our tribute to Roy Bargy with a Roy Bargy piano solo of his composition, Sunshine Capers. Even though it was his own composition, it took Roy 3 sessions and 10 takes to finally get it right on March 19, 1924, issued on Victor 19320. This very day, August 4th, marks the birth in 1897 in Eagle, West Virginia, of William Jennings Cox, better known as singer Bill Cox. At the time of the 1920 census, Cox was already married with 2 children and working as a laborer in an axe factory. In the 1920s, he began playing guitar and singing at parties around Charleston, West Virginia, and in 1928 had his own radio show on WOBU. He secured a recording contract with Jeanette and between 1929 and 1931 made over 40 sides, many covers of Jimmy Rogers' songs. In 1933, he moved to the American Record Corporation, where he recorded about 60 duets with singer Cliff Hobbs. Cox retired in 1940 and died destitute in North Charleston, West Virginia, on December 10, 1968, buried in Spring Hill Cemetery. Bill Cox became known as the Dixie Songbird, but is not to be confused with Lila Nixon, Jesse Reese, Mary Ellen Tate, Fred Walker, Evelyn Empey, Eldora Stafford, or Loretta Lee, all of whom also use the nickname Dixie Songbird. Here are 3 from Bill Cox.
Oh, a woman ain't nothing but a trouble on a poor man's mind. Oh, a woman ain't nothing but a trouble on a poor man's mind. But if you've got a good woman, you better keep her, for they're doggone hard to find. My good gal's gone, and I don't know the reason why. My good gal's gone, and I don't know the reason why. But it makes no difference, I'm too doggone mean to cry. It takes a wearied man to sing a wearied song. Takes a wearied man to sing a wearied song. You got me wearied now, but I won't be wearied long. I'm going to the depot to see that evening train come down. I'm going to the depot to see that evening train come down. But the blues won't leave me since my good gal's gone and left this town.
of two brave Americans, Will Rogers and Wiley Pose. They were both loved by their countrymen, both known from coast to coast. Oklahoma was where they both come from, each one was the other one's friend. A beautiful friendship that lasted 4 years, right up to the tragic end. Will and Wiley had gone up to Alaska, to the land of the midnight sun, where the mountains are covered with snow all year, and the polar bears frolic in fun. On a happy-go-lucky flight they went, alack, to Moscow far away. Kind-hearted Will Rogers and brave Wiley Pope never dreamt fate would call that day. Well, he left good old Fairbanks on Friday that afternoon. Point Barrow was 500 miles away, said Wiley, we'll make it soon. But they hadn't gone more than about 50 miles, the fog hindered them in their flight. They had to descend down on Harding Lake to get the directions right. Then resuming their journey, they started on, while he knew he had lost control. His airplane come crashing down to the earth, while death took its awful toll. Was the Eskimo runner who brought the news, the word about that tragedy. Sergeant Morgan sent the word out to all the world of the death of Will and Wiley. That's the story of two brave Americans, not a greater one you'll ever find. They'll stand as examples of all that's great, examples for all mankind. There's a place in that heavenly promised land, a place with that heavenly host, for souls so courageous and loyal such as Will Rogers and Wiley Pope.
Got a gal called Sadie Green. She's the twistinest mama that I ever seen. Took her from a guy called Pete. He's a shimmy shaking daddy and he's hard to be. Oh, I'm a jazz baby, wanna be jazzin' all the time. Oh, I'm a jazz baby, and I hail from Carolina. I'm a keen cutting kitten from Memphis on down. I'm just a daddy that can turn your dapper down. Oh, I'm a jazz baby, wanna be jazzin' all the time. She got a mighty pretty figure and she looks so neat. She does a shimmy, she wobble when she steps down the street. Make big eyes when we step on the floor. The people on hard, they're gonna shake it some more. Oh, I'm a jazz baby, wanna be jazzin' all the time. Oh, I'm a jazz baby, and I hail from Carolina. I'm a keen cutting kitten from Memphis on down. I'm just a daddy that can turn your dapper down. Oh, I'm a jazz baby, wanna be jazzin' all the time. Thank you. went to a dance the other night. A shimmy shaking daddy trying to start a fight. He made it past me and I knocked him down. I grabbed his pretty mama and my shimmied out of town. Oh, I'm a jazz baby, wanna be jazzing all the time. Oh, I'm a jazz baby, and I hail from Carolina. I'm a keen cutting kitten from Memphis on down. I'm just a daddy that can turn your dabber down. Oh, I'm a jazz baby, wanna be jazzing all the time.
Bill Cox and Cliff Hobbs, credited as Clifford Hobbs on the label of Vocalion 4077, with Jazz Baby, recorded October 20th, 1937. M.K. Jerome wrote the tune, and several versions were recorded in 1919, with lyrics by Blanche Merrill. The tune and chorus in this recording is the same, but the verses are completely different. In the summer of 1935, aviator Wiley Post modified a hybrid Lockheed Orion Explorer airplane to survey a mail and passenger air route between the U.S. and Russia via Alaska. Will Rogers was along for the 9-day ride, flying all over Alaska and part of Canada. On August 15th, the pair took off from Fairbanks, bound for Point Barrow, but they never made it. The plane crashed into a lagoon just 15 miles south of Barrow, killing them both. Within days, Bob Miller had written a song about the event, and on September 3rd, Bill Cox recorded it, issued on Perfect, credited as the Dixie Songbird. We started our tribute to Bill Cox with Leaving Town Blues, a Cox original, recorded for Jeanette on August 17, 1931. It was issued on Champion and Decca, and on the Superior label, as by Clyde Ashley. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour with me listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. If you had half as much fun as I did, then I had twice as much fun as you. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.